Residents of Park City in the 80s fondly remember the annual gathering, but Autumn Aloft eventually petered out as the Park Meadows area developed and the open spaces available for balloon launches shrank. But now, says organizer Misha Lawson, they've found some new locations for the event.
Now we're going to take off from the North 40 Fields, and we have a couple of different landing zones that we are currently, I guess, discussing. The landing zone, I guess, is probably the challenging bit because we can't really define what that is until we know more what the winds are. So what we're doing is we're identifying approved landing zones kind of in all of those areas so that we can make sure and land appropriately. But we've also been working very closely with the city. You know, 20 years ago, the city didn't have as great of a system that they do have now. So we're able to work with the city and really overcome any potential obstacles before they become obstacles and make sure that we're dotting all of our I's and crossing all of our T's in advance of the event.
The event was started by Parkite Gene Moser and a group of pilots. This year, Monty Coates wondered why Autumn Aloft couldn't return. He contacted Lawson, and they went to the Park City Chamber Bureau.
We then met with Bob Kohler from the Park City Chamber Bureau and Bill Malone. Bill obviously has a great background in balloon festivals from Steamboat. And then we're also working with the Historic Park City Alliance. The Historic Park City Alliance is helping to organize the funding for the event so that we can have a organized organization that really handles all of those details. And we've received grants from the Park City Chamber Bureau and the restaurant tax. So we're now working on, I guess, fulfilling additional monetary needs through sponsorships.
The event will be held, as was the previous custom, in mid to late September.
We all know Park City has so much going on in the summer, and it's just jam-packed. But once we get into mid to late September, early October, things start to slow down a little bit. And, you know, right now we're looking for this really to be a local event, to really kind of energize the locals during this community time and make it something fun that, you know, they can look forward to and make a day of it. We want them to come to Main Street after the event and get breakfast. And we're working really closely with several Main Street merchants to kind of make this just a fun event for everyone.
Lawson said the scope of the gathering will be limited and they're planning it as a locals event.
We have limited it to 15 balloons. We do want this to be a small and intimate event. And it's already all the balloonists that we've invited in round one have accepted. So we are no longer accepting any more balloonists. I get emails every day from balloonists across the country who are interested in coming. But the balloonists, I think, are more excited than anyone else, honestly.
And she went through the itinerary for the gathering.
Saturday morning, there is a launch at the North 40 Fields. It'll begin about 7 a.m., and, you know, we expect it to go, some sort of activity to go until about 9:30. Saturday evening, we'll be doing a glow here in Historic Park City. We'll actually be using the parking lot right below your window here, as well as the North and South Marsec lots. And we'll have 3 to 4 balloons that will be tethered, but will hover above the ground. So it's a spectacular show as well. Then on Sunday, we'll do another launch at the North 40 Fields at 7 a.m.
All right. And we do it in the morning because the winds are the most calm then.
Yes,
is that
exactly.
Right?
The winds are the most calm. So it's the best time to fly a balloon.
Misha Lawson, an organizer for the return of Autumn Aloft. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.